This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Thousands of university students from across the country intern and co-op with Greater Cincinnati businesses each year, and retaining this top talent is essential to our region's ongoing economic vitality. The Cincinnati Intern Network Connection helps these young professionals build personal and professional connections so they're more likely to call Greater Cincinnati home after they graduate. And joining us to talk about the program are Erica Fiola, Manager of Initiatives for Agenda 360, and Elizabeth Roberts and Ryan Grad, two interns who are taking part in the program. And if you'd like to join the conversation, the phone number to call is 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Erica, tell me exactly how SYNC works.
Absolutely. So SYNC was started in 2013, so last year, actually by a group of young professionals in the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber's Sea Change Leadership Program. And they were looking for a way to keep interns around after they graduate. And so they came up with SYNC, or the Cincinnati Intern Network Connection. They did it last year, so we're in our second year. We have 490 interns signed up this summer. And what it is it's a way to get interns that are in Cincinnati for internships at our companies, large and small, engaged and invested in Cincinnati, so that when they graduate and they're offered jobs here, they want to stay. And not only do they want to stay, but they stay for a long time.
So SYNC is a way of countering the brain drain, so to speak.
Absolutely. And we actually, throughout SYNC, we have three events this summer. So we're really working to try to get them to know Cincinnati and love Cincinnati.
What kind of events are you having?
So actually, we already did our kickoff event. It was at Great American Ballpark, and we had about 200 interns come. There was a welcome from Yvette Simpson, and then a YP panel, a young professional panel. And those young professionals did a fantastic job talking about why they came to Cincinnati, what they love about it, and why these interns should come themselves. And then we also, this Saturday, have a tour of neighborhoods to show interns that when they do choose to live here, opportunities for where they can live. So we're showcasing Over the Rhine, Covington, Northside, and Oakley, and it will be a bus tour. So they'll get on a bus at 10 a.m. at Xavier, and they'll be with us all day until 4 p.m. seeing these neighborhoods and getting a chance to explore. And then on July 17th, we're doing a professional development event. It's speed networking, so they'll meet community leaders and be able to network with those leaders and also with other interns.
Elizabeth, tell us about your internship.
Yeah, so I'm interning at Dunhumby, USA.
Okay.
And I actually interned there last summer as well, so I had a really great experience, really loved the company. So when I got a second offer to come back this summer, I was really excited at the chance to go back and do some more work there. I've met a lot of great people through Dunhumby, but then I've also had SYNC to kind of round out that experience and meet interns from other companies as well. So it's been really great, rewarding summer last year and this summer as well so far.
And this fits in well with what you're studying in school?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm studying management information systems and the business side of technology. And Dunhumby uses data technology to understand customer buying decisions. So it pulls in different perspectives of what I'm studying, and a really great way to apply that, I guess, specific data analysis skills with the greater business knowledge.
Well, talk about the kinds of things that SYNC has added to this whole experience for you.
Yeah, so being from out of town, I really didn't know much about Cincinnati in general. Really, I knew Dunhumby was here, P&G and GE, and that's about it. So through SYNC, I was able to meet all these interns from other companies and really figure out what was here, what different things we could get involved in. We heard people speak about the startup opportunities that were here, nonprofits, all those kind of things. So it really helped me understand the type of people that live in Cincinnati outside of my company and everything that you can get involved in living here.
So SYNC's been a good way for you to network and make connections. Is that what you're getting out of it?
Yes, absolutely. Met a lot of amazing people.
What are you hoping this all leads to eventually? A job, right?
Yes, hopefully. I would love to work at Dunhumby.
Okay. So see, somebody who wants to stay in Cincinnati already, I'd say that's a success.
And that absolutely, that is a success right there.
Ryan, what about your internship experience through SYNC? What's it been like for you? And what are you doing?
Yeah, my internship, I'm interning at Kroger, and I'm an HR intern, kind of supporting Kroger technology. And I actually heard about SYNC through another intern with Kroger and kind of got me involved, and Sync has been great. The first kickoff event was very helpful, I guess, for all interns who are just kind of joining into Sync, seeing what it's about. It really kind of showed the opportunities for young people that Cincinnati provides that you wouldn't be able to find out about or know about without a program like Sync.
So Sync's added some value to your whole internship experience, I'd say that.
Yes, absolutely.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation to ask questions about Sync and the internship program. Erica, how many, you said what, 490? Was that the number have gone through this program so far?
Right. So 490 have signed up. And that just means that they've signed up on our website, that they're interested in the program. They get our e-newsletters. We're very active on social media, so they engage with us in those ways. And in terms of events, we had about 200 at the kickoff event, and we have 135 signed up for the tour this Saturday. So we're thrilled with those numbers. We just a little bit more about sort of where the interns are coming from. We currently have 76 companies throughout the region represented, and 111 universities or colleges from 26 states. So, you know, we really feel like we're making some great strides in reaching a lot of interns.
And Elizabeth, in your case, you're from Alabama, correct?
Yes, I am.
University of Alabama?
Yes, Roll Tide.
Very good. And Ryan, you're from Milwaukee, right?
Right.
Okay, and you're studying at Xavier right now.
Correct.
Okay. So how about the companies that are involved in this? I mean, how many companies are there? What kind of reaction are you getting from them?
Yeah, so actually the company response has been really incredible. We, as I mentioned, this program was started by a group of young professionals just as volunteers that were passionate about this work. And then at Agenda 360 and the Cincinnati USC Regional Chamber this year have decided to step up and help the program grow because we think it's a really incredible thing. So some of our company partners that have been engaged in investing in the program but also supporting us and in giving employees to help us plan this are Nielsen, Xavier, Fifth Third Bank, Cintas, P&G, Accenture, Ernst & Young, and the CIO Roundtable. So we have had incredible support from the business community, and I think they see a lot of value because, you know, talent can be a huge deal. We really are working to try to retain the talent that they're bringing in, you know, as interns. Interns, in a lot of cases, you know, it's sort of a tryout for jobs. So they're wanting to keep these interns around, and we're happy to help.
Elizabeth and Ryan, I'll put you two on the spot. Start with you, Elizabeth. Since you've been here, what do you like most about Cincinnati? What do you like least?
Ooh, okay. Well, I'll definitely start with most. I really enjoyed Cincinnati. It seems to be a very livable city and easygoing. So there's a lot to do, but you don't really feel overwhelmed like you're in a really big city. And coming from the South, it's important to me that the people are still friendly. You know, people still hold doors open for you sometimes. So it's, you know, still has to have some of that hospitality. And I really like the different neighborhoods around Cincinnati. So it's like each one seems to be like a small community that's well connected with each other, and they all have different personalities. So it seems like no matter what your personality is coming to Cincinnati, you can find somewhere for everyone.
Yeah, I'm from the South too, and I got the same impression. This is just like being back home. I feel right at home here. What did anything that you don't like or so far? Or?
I would be scared of the winter here, but
if you're from the South, you would be.
Right. Nothing. Nothing
other than the weird
so
weather. Okay, well, that's good to hear. Ryan, how about you? What do you like most about Cincinnati?
Sure, I can speak to that. Especially what I like most about Cincinnati is all the opportunities kind of recreationally and activity-wise that Cincinnati offers. I love all the sporting events, maybe going to Reds games, maybe going to Cincinnati Cyclones, Cincinnati Bengals. There's always something to do in the city and in the downtown area, which I think is great. There's also great parks, great recreational opportunities there that I'd like to enjoy in my spare time. And I guess what I like least about the city, for me, it's actually the humidity in the summer.
More weather-related stuff.
coming from Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we don't have the same amount of humidity throughout the entire summer. So just try to get used to it.
I don't think you ever will. 513-419. Don't let that stop you from staying here, though. Air conditioning's wonderful.
Absolutely.
7100, 419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, let us talk to Mark in Northside. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, great. What's your question?
I was calling in I was calling in to see what cities have stood out to you two being from out of town. You mentioned some of the larger companies, but after being involved in this program, what other companies have kind of stood out to you?
Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we look at the SYNC program, there's a lot of interns who kind of come from companies like P&G, Kroger, Fifth Third, GE. And, you know, getting to network with those type of interns, I think, is very beneficial for us because we really kind of get to see, you know, a variety of interns from around the country, kind of what their backgrounds are and how what we're doing at our company kind of relates to what they're doing at theirs. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So there definitely is an overwhelming amount of P&G and GE interns. So I definitely remember when I meet people from some of the smaller ones, like there's the startup company that helps facilitate startups. And I thought that company sounded really cool. And I don't remember the name right now.
Brandery.
The Brandery. Yeah. And we had a speaker from Road Trippers too, right. Which is a small startup. So
yeah. And I have a friend that's also interning at Cengage and she's really enjoyed it there. So, just a lot of these companies that weren't even on my radar before I got here seemed to be really cool.
Mark, thank you for your question. Erica, any idea how many of the interns are getting jobs through this program? Is it too soon to say? Or
yeah, it's a little too soon to say. Something, though, that we are doing this year is a lot more thorough surveying so that we'll be able to hopefully track that in future years to come. So hopefully next year we'll have a lot more of that data.
How vital is the intern co-op role in training future professionals?
It's an incredibly important role. As I mentioned, I think companies use this a lot as sort of a tryout. We're getting students into these roles to see how they fit and making sure that the student themselves like the role so that they don't take a full-time job and realize, holy cow, this isn't for me. So I think for companies, internships are incredibly important. Speaking, just based on what I know from the companies that we work with, I do know that they want to keep these interns around. They want them to see the value in Cincinnati so that when they offer them a job, they don't say, oh, you know, when I was in Cincinnati over the summer, I just went from work to home and I didn't really like it. I didn't see anything else. I'm going to San Francisco. So that's the point of SYNC, is to get them engaged in the community so they see all of the amazing things we have here.
How much of a boost can a program like SYNC provide for the local economy?
That's, again, something that we're, it's just too early to say, but that is something within the next year or so we really would like to kind of tease out and prove, because we think there's a huge potential here. We think it could be a lot.
Yeah, you'd have to think retaining young professionals in this area would be a huge boost for the area's economy.
Yeah, and there are numbers out there. I don't have them off the top of my head, but numbers regarding, you know, the retention of an employee and what it costs to lose an employee. So I'm sure some of that would be applicable to this, but we'll be doing more of that in the year to come.
Okay, Elizabeth, question. Are you considering staying in Cincinnati because of SYNC? Obviously, you'd like to work for Dunnhumby, so...
Right. So SYNC, it's really helped me understand the city. So I think in that way, it's helped a lot because it makes me understand the city where I could potentially live. And now that I understand it better, I really love it. So I think I could see myself spending a lot more time here. And also SYNC made me aware of a lot of the young professional programs that are for full-time employees and young professionals in the city. So by knowing a lot of those opportunities that could be awaiting me here if I took a full-time job, it's a lot easier to move everything and go to a completely new city when you kind of know what your life would look like. So SYNC has really helped with that. And I think I could definitely see myself here.
How about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I think SYNC kind of completes the package of Cincinnati in a sense that, you know, I've been here for 3 years and I've seen the city kind of on my own, but there's still so much of it that I haven't seen and I wouldn't have been able to see without kind of a program that really opens my eyes to it. And it also is an opportunity to really get to meet the young professionals of Cincinnati. And I think that's really important, especially for the kind of the college students of this generation, being able to network with each other. I think that is really important. I do think SYNC does a very good job.
Well, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Erica Fiola, Manager of Initiatives for Agenda 360, and Elizabeth Roberts and Ryan Grad, who are taking part in the SYNC program.